This CNN podcast is sponsored by the UPS Store. Try our online printing service. Get started at theupsstore.com/print.
When you donate to a charity, where does all of your money go? Does it all go to the disaster, or does some of it actually stay with the charity? That's what I wanted to find out, and so we went to Ellie Hassenfeld of GiveWell.net to find out more. It's such an interesting discussion. You know, you hear so many people who are like, you know what, I want all 100% of the money I donate to go to the cause that I am donating to. What do you think when you hear that? Is that something that's just not really logical and not feasible?
Well, it's really important to care about how well your money is used and whether it's making a difference. But I don't think focusing on how much money goes to overhead versus the people on the ground is really the right way to think about finding a great charity. So when we think about finding a great organization, what I think you need to look at is what impact it actually has on the ground. And so just to talk about Haiti as an example, the issue charities face there is getting supplies in, getting the supplies out to the right people, which can be difficult because of logistical challenges like the roads being blocked or the airport being closed. And how much a charity is spending on overhead doesn't tell you anything about how well they're accomplishing those things.
Can you speak a little bit to how charities need to be nimble when it comes to getting that quick reaction to something like this happening on a moment's notice and then getting aid there?
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. And that's why we were speaking about before, looking just at the financials isn't going to really cut it. To what we see and what most of the experts we've talked about have advised is looking for an organization that has understands the context and has been on the ground, so they know the ways to get the aid out to the people who need it, know the people to talk to, have the supplies available. And those are really the questions that you need to be looking at when deciding who to support.
And really, what is the truth of this? Like, if you have something that happens on a Tuesday evening, for example, somewhere in the world, to me, it's pretty amazing that they're able to move so quickly. What allows them to stay that nimble? What is it that enables them to get things out there? Because I'm imagining part of this has to be spending on things in times of calmness so that you're able to do it when a time comes.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I mean, this disaster relief in particular is not an area that we've studied in depth, but I think it comes down to being prepared and understanding what's needed, being ready to move on a moment's notice. I mean, the earthquake hit about a week ago, and you could see even that night, a lot of the organizations already had people on the ground, you know, recognizing where the supplies were that they needed to get out, and people flying in from out of the country to be able to prepare and meet the needs of the people in Haiti.
Yeah, okay, so the thing I keep getting is that people keep trying to find some sort of organization that's going to take all of their money and put it to aid. But to me, that it doesn't seem logical since these nonprofits are still basically businesses and have operating costs. So I know people shouldn't be looking at their charities that way, but in effect, isn't it true that the money that you donate actually may go to something else that's still beneficial?
Definitely, and it's definitely true. I think both of the points you made are right. You know, first of all, charities are businesses. They are operations. They need to pay salaries, and even the best organization needs a great leader, and the only way you can have a great leader is if you pay them a salary, and that's why we think that it's appropriate for donors to evaluate and find charities that overall are doing great things, where you can have confidence that your gift makes a difference. And there's certainly some examples on the ground in Haiti right now where I think you can have that confidence. The organization that a lot of people have talked about, and you know, I personally think is doing a great job, is Partners in Health. You know, they build full-service health clinics and hospitals that are supporting people. They certainly have operating expenses, but when you give to them, your donation is making a difference, and it's helping people there.
Let's talk about this some more. We're going to take a quick break here, Ellie. Stay with us. We're going to talk a bit more about charities and how they operate. You're listening to the Ellie Velshi Radio Show with Stephanie Elam today.
Hear that? That's the sound of multiple deadlines hitting your business all at once. A real deadline storm. But don't abandon ship just yet. Think of the UPS Store. That's right, the UPS Store. We do a lot more than shipping, like our new online printing service. Just upload your documents to our website, preview different bindings and paper stock, then click to pick them up at one of our many participating locations. And just like that, you're back to smooth sailing. New online printing from the UPS Store. We do a lot more than shipping. Visit the upsstore.com/print for full details.